It was 7:45 on the line to meet the teacher, Miss Kathleen. First was Kevin, then came Lucy, third in line was me. All of us were ordinary compared to Cynthia Rose. She always stood at the back of the line, a smile beneath her.
Morning, everyone. This is Nevely, and I am in the driver's seat this morning, and this is Fast and Loose, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm so happy that you guys decided to join me this morning. We're going to see how it's going to go. So happy, what is it, Tuesday? Happy Tuesday. I'll be back to chat with you guys soon.
bubbles, but inside can't seem to fix my mood. Today it's as dark as my roots. If I ever let them grow out. Now all of my oceans have ripped tides. Can't seem to find what's wrong. The whole world is letting me down. Don't you think the early 2000s seem so far away? Hey, 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 hey. Ladies, begin your sun salutations. Transcendental in your meditations.
No. to hurt you, but could you just slip away without him knowing you're gone? Then we could meet somewhere, somewhere where we're both are not known. And just can you slip away? Slip away, slip away, yeah. I need you so. Oh, can you slip away, baby? I'd like to see you right now, darling. Can you slip away now, baby? 'Cause I got to see you. I feel a deep burning inside.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm actually so excited to be once again joined by Nate Rubright.
Hey, what's up?
That's Nate.
I'm the guest today.
He is the guest today.
So that means you have to ask me, you have to be interested in my thumb.
Oh, okay. What's wrong with your thumb, Nate?
Great question. So I like earlier was like, my thumb hurts and I can't tell why. And Niv just like drove right past it.
Yeah.
Just like it was a...
Yeah.
Like it was a...
No, you like were busy telling me about your squats.
With his hazards on. Yeah, well, also, here's the real update. And this is an update that's going to be meaningful to Anton, our listener.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, over the weekend, there were several... Are you trying to get the music to be louder?
No, I was not. See, okay. He's out here questioning me.
I don't... Okay, no, you're doing a great job.
The only thing that was wrong is that there was no sound in my headphones.
Okay.
So I thought nothing was happening, but everything's fine.
The fader should be up by the red line for the two mics. Yeah, those two.
I mean, they are.
But like the middle of the one.
The middle.
See the notch in the middle of the fader? That's actually where it's at. You see what I'm saying? The look.
I rolled my eyes.
I know
eyes
that you can't see this.
Who can't see it.
But that's fine. Okay.
This is called mansplaining.
It is. I'm going to mansplain. So anyway, there were like 100 marathons across this great nation of ours last weekend,
mm-hmm.
October 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people I know ran in those marathons and they did really well.
Wow. Congratulations.
Congratulations. So that's number one.
Yeah.
I just want everybody to know. I'm really happy for
Felicidades.
Like sub 3 hour marathons. Shout out to Grayson and Matt. And
totally.
And then Sam. He ran a marathon in 2 hours and 29 minutes.
That is very impressive.
Yeah, that is very impressive. And
I
he's
really
like just
can't
an amateur.
Run a mile in about that long.
Yeah.
Takes me about that long.
He's like not getting paid, just like normal runner. Anyway, so then the other half of me is like, it's half. It's more than half. It's just like, well, what are you doing with your life? You know? Do you feel that?
No.
Never?
Like
you see
not
someone
do... Not when I see people run a marathon.
But like you're watching...
I think those people are crazy.
You're watching like Olympic climbing and you're like, that person is my age. And here I am.
But I think we've talked about this before. I mean, I think that people that are at that level, there's almost this... And I really don't want to offend anybody here, but there's almost a sense of like psychopathy. Like I do feel like to be able to be so hyper focused on one thing and make it everything about your life. See, that's not something I value.
Mm, okay.
I would rather have a bunch of little pieces and just be mediocre
what
at
if
a bunch
someone,
of different things.
What if someone cared about as much as you did? That's the other thing. It's like, okay, yeah, 2 hours and 29 minutes. But like the other one is like running a sub 3 hour marathon is a dream of mine and is like moderately achievable.
Sure.
You know, like if I just put it, but that's the thing is that like I roll once again, start documenting those.
Seriously, keep a tally.
That like, man, if I just like, it's not like, oh, you're a psychopath. It's like you care about this about as much as I do and you've been able to do it, you know? And like I
have
it.
How often do you run? How often do you run?
5 times a week. Ideally. Maybe 6.
That's too many times.
I know.
So
it's not like
we're not on the same level here.
But I'm saying that like people, it's not a lot of people, but it's like a decent number, that's not crazy to go for like a 30 minute run,
so,
you know.
What happened to your thumb?
I don't know. And last night, I woke up in the middle of the night because it hurt.
Wow.
And I went
to
the bathroom and I cut my fingernail. But you look at it, there's nothing.
It looks fine, yeah.
There's completely nothing. And I cut it and it just feels like maybe something got jammed in there.
Maybe a parasite.
It's probably a parasite.
Yeah.
And you have to cut it right off.
Did you ask your wife?
My wife's gone.
No!
It's just been me. It's like, it literally is like dad mode at my house where like I'll put my kids to bed and like putting them to bed is like, oh, dad, we need to refill the waters in the room. I'm like, no one's getting anything. No one gets any water until tomorrow. You know, it's stuff like it's the usual sort of like stuff that they're used to. Like, hey, dad, this is actually not the right stuffy that I'm like laying down here with.
No.
And it's like, well, you made this choice.
No sympathy.
Absolutely none.
Brutal.
Here's a bad story.
Okay, tell me.
This is
your story.
This morning. Okay. So I have to like commute all the way down into Boston to drop off one of my kids.
Yes.
It takes like 2 hours.
That is
to get them both dropped off. I leave my house at 7 and I barely got in here late.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
Sorry, my song's gone.
That's okay. Let me just leave it in the background.
Okay.
You can skip past this one. I mean, this is just...
Okay.
There you go. So it's just like a long process. And it ends in Medford, dropping my second child off, my oldest. And I was like, we got to get out of the car. And we're just getting in the... We're getting inside this school. That's what we're doing. And then she was like, Dad, no, I need to like mess with the water bottle. Like that's in the thing. And she kind of has like... She definitely has developed... a way about her that she kind of likes things very specifically, which is cool, you know, like but I was like, Jenny, we're not adjusting the water bottle inside your backpack until we get inside the school, you know? And she's like, no. So she like runs around me. We're standing between two parked cars, our car and another car. She runs around me. And in the process of doing that, hits her head off of the rear view mirror of the car next to me.
I'm sorry to be laughing.
So now, and
as long
and
she's
I was
okay,
like,
it's
and
funny,
so it like it wasn't bad. Like she didn't fall or anything. She's like, oh, and then it was like, all right, well,
yeah,
this is what happens. And it was just like, all right, we're gonna sit here. We're gonna make sure you're okay. Now we're gonna talk. I should have just let you adjust the water bottle. You know, that was like one of those like in your parent brain, you're like, the easier thing would have been better. Would have just been good.
I'm glad you learned something this morning.
I did. Indulge your children's strange needs.
So true. So true. And on that note, let's return back to the music. For a guest, he's doing a lot of talking.
I'll ask you questions next. All right.
All right. Great.
Some hopelessly hoping her harlequin hovers nearby, awaiting a word, gasping at glimpses of gentle true spirit. He runs, wishing he could fly, only to trip at the sound of goodbye. Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye, or even hello? They are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are for each other. Stand by the stairway, you'll see something certain to tell you. Confusion has its cause. Love isn't lying, it's loose in a lady who lingers, saying she is lost and choking on hello. They are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are four each other.
Well, it's all
Oh gosh. There you go. I got you turned on now.
I thought that was just like a general, like, well, you know, it's Tuesday at 9:31.
There's too many things on this thing. I don't think I need this. There we go. There we go. All right. We're in this. We're in this. Thank you for your patience, all of you out there listening. I'm doing it. I'm out here.
You're
doing
out here.
It.
You're out here. I literally am just like sitting here with my feet up.
Yeah, so true. You really are. You're
this is the spot. I don't know. People want to be in control, but you don't. Like that's
no,
the
you
thing.
Really
yeah.
don't.
No,
that's true.
It's, you just have you
like
tried doing this?
Pressure.
Part? Like you're like doing and clicking things, and you got to keep looking
it's
at
true.
The screen and do that.
And I keep having. I don't have anything else hooked up, so I'm just you know looking here to. See
all right,
what
I'll
they
vamp
got.
For a second.
No. Yeah.
I'll
yeah,
just
yeah.
ask you some questions.
Yeah.
Okay. So what kind of songs have we been listening to here?
You know, that's a great question. And I think you already know the answer to this because I already told you this voluntarily just a couple seconds ago.
Voluntarily?
Yeah, exactly.
I love how that implies that I forced you to ask
it's
a question.
True.
All right, great.
So all of these songs that I've been playing come straight from my senior year
there
playlist.
There it is. Yeah, senior year.
Senior year. And that was when COVID happened.
Yeah.
So.
What were you like about?
What was I about?
Yeah.
Good question.
Like,
I'm not sure.
I remember seeing, because for people who don't know, I'm friends with other people in Nev's family.
Weird. Don't tell people that.
So I I remember you had, I think this was your, I remember going to your house because you had a fire pit in the backyard.
So true.
And we would hang
that.
Out at the fire pit.
Uh-huh.
And I would look up and your window had sticky notes on it and it said,
yeah, what did
be
it say?
Kind.
Maybe.
But then it was opened, like the window was open sometimes, and it made it look like something else, like bee, bird, or something like that. Bee.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
No,
okay,
I absolutely
yeah.
know what you're talking about, and that actually really kind of freaks me out that you remember that, because I would like to forget that time in my life, so don't bring it up anymore.
People don't forget.
Yeah, they don't. It's
and
so true.
So, like, yeah, but I'm saying, like, in high school...
What was I about? You know, I don't know...
Like,
I
you're leaving your house,
you.
And you're like, I gotta make sure I have this in my backpack, or like,
well,
here's...
Well, you know how big my backpack is. That
I know, that's
not
what,
changed
that's true. Yeah.
Since I was a wee child.
I guess you weren't really even leaving your house, though. But, like, what, you know, I mean, what, were you on TikTok? Were you, like...
Was I on TikTok?
I don't, well, I mean, yeah, no. But then...
Of course I was not on TikTok. Have you known me? Have you met me?
Well, your brother was like a major influencer
he
for
was.
Like a second.
He was. And then he got so freaked out and deleted the entire
yeah,
app.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, that was wild. That's... Yeah, no, he like really did blow up for a second. And I actually think he got really uncomfortable because there was a video he posted with both me and my mom.
Ooh.
And it got a lot of very creepy comments.
Of course.
And it was like immediately after that he decided he was done with the
that's
app.
Good. That's like the right thing to do. That's like, hey, I've
yeah.
seen it and I'm out.
Well, he built a, what was it? He built like a climbing wall
yeah,
in the backyard
I do remember that.
Yep. during COVID, which was pretty, that was pretty wild, to
yeah.
be honest. I was pretty impressed.
Was he using it or was he just building it to build it?
No, he was using it.
That's great.
He was out there using it. I mean, because you couldn't go to climbing gyms. So he was out there using it and it actually got sold at the end of like towards the end before he like moved to Utah.
There it is.
He sold it. To
wow.
some, just somebody bought it for a couple $100.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here it is. Worth it.
No, it absolutely was. It was very impressive. It was
if
very, very
if not to keep
impressive.
Yourself, like, you know, just, like, sane during that time period.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. You keep talking, Nate.
All right.
Tell me something.
I've never climbed anything in my life other than trees as a child. And...
I just feel like that can't be true.
I would like to. Upper body is a real mess for me.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
What do you what? What do you mean? What do you what? Why? That wasn't the joke.
It's a real mess for you. Say more about that.
I think that like, because of like running and soccer, I really
true.
Like. I really like. I became not bottom heavy, because it's not like I'm anything but like you know just sticks and stuff. But I just think that it really like, my shoulders are like the same width as my hips. I think is what's going on.
Okay, so you're like a, what is that called? That's called a,
Oh, that's a thing?
Yeah, I worked in retail. And
yes! I'm about to find out something about myself that I'm going to internalize. Great, okay, yeah, all right.
Well, I mean, it just means that you're built like a rectangle. I mean, see, this is the thing is we had a whole like workshop that we had to do that we had to classify people's body shapes.
I love that.
And now that I'm looking back on it,
now's the time really that you're having some introspection where it's just like, and this person's a blob, you know, like that's exactly. Like that's insane.
Exactly. You know what? This stereolab, it's.
You got to put a couple up.
Oh, so you got to maybe do a couple.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and that's fine. That's
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's. I mean, something else is gonna play. So like, don't even worry about it. It's just not what I want to play.
That's why it's not as fun doing what you're doing is because you get to. You know what I've done this entire time? Just talked. You know, it's great.
I know it. I'm really.
So I'm
really
serious.
Jealous.
What was your like your thing? I don't know. Okay, when I was in high school.
Yeah. No, yeah.
It was like Facebook. I'm like, I gotta get on that Facebook, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I gotta play online Risk with my friends. Yeah. The look that Nev is giving me right now is the look of an insane, like, is like, I'm trapped in this room with this person type of look.
Okay.
It's not as crazy as it sounds.
Okay.
It's more like, we found this website, which hasn't changed, because during COVID, we started it back up again and we started playing again.
Like Risk as in like the board game?
The board game Risk.
Ugh.
You know, just the real barrel of monkeys that you play for 4 hours and you hate everybody afterward. I don't know if you have you actually ever played Risk?
I mean, I played as in like my brothers were like, come on, now we're gonna play Risk it down. And
yeah,
then
exactly.
They like screamed at me the
yeah.
whole time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't attack me.
I was like 7.
Exactly. Yeah, like, that sounds about right. On? That's the Risk experience and it doesn't change. That's exactly what it is.
I hate that.
There was a website that we found that you could just play online for free.
Oh, cool. That
and you got
cool.
24 hours to like take your turn. And so what we would do...
It sounds like it would take forever.
Well, you had, like, up to... So what we would do okay. is we would be like, Mohit, you gotta take your turn! So we'd be texting each other.
Uh-huh.
So there would be, like, a pretty active text group, and then people would be playing. And you didn't... It didn't, like, update in, like, real time, so you had to, like, continually, like, click refresh. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I can't believe you tried that, you know, and stuff. So we used to do that. And then when you would go on Facebook and just, like, you know, creep on people, which is
You
what,
creeped on people?
That's what Facebook was! You're
That's
looking at me
I
like
do.
An insane person.
I was going
to
say,
yeah,
I
like,
am saying that like I wasn't just doing that about 5 minutes before the radio started.
Yeah, exactly. So like...
I really can't say that.
I would say that like nowadays, what are you creeping on people on Instagram? Is that the place?
I don't know about other people. I'm still on Facebook. I'm only
okay.
on Facebook. So I am actively creeping on people, but that's so hard because I can't creep on people my age.
Yeah.
So I'm just creeping on
like neighbor,
like family,
like old
friends.
Neighbors. Yeah, no.
Exactly.
That's the stuff. It's,
exactly.
I creep on people. So I'm on the Medford MA Facebook group.
Good.
That's where the fight is.
No, I absolutely
If you're looking for the fight,
that.
That's where it is.
Yes.
And so I'll people will make insane comments.
They will.
And then that'll be the rabbit hole I go down. Is like, all
that's
right.
That's a great call.
What other types of like takes are you sort of walking around town with, you know?
100%,
and then
100%.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because you realize it's like, oh, this person is arguing against not only 3 things that I think are terrible, but like 7 things.
Yeah.
And I'm like not, I wouldn't say that I'm like the... Hey, we should eliminate all cars in Medford. Actually, I kind of am. Like,
yeah,
let's, of course, yeah, let's
yeah.
no cars. Everything is.
I think that you have
is,
made
yeah.
that stance on the radio before.
Everything is bikes or pedestrians. Actually, oh, here's another one. Here's another take. I was biking on the path yesterday. Mm. I biked both my kids home yesterday. Mm-hmm. I biked all the way into the city, picked up Lily, came all the way back, and I'm on the path mm-hmm. in like in front of Lexington Park.
Correct.
And
correct.
Yeah, I've heard this story. You're telling it right.
No, I mean like I'm. You're correct in your geography. Just so you know.
So somebody in front of me was walking with their dog. Their dog like jumps out to jump at a cyclist who's coming towards us, right as I'm about to like pass.
So ban all dogs.
So the dog jumps out at this person. I like have to slam on my brakes and go, whoa, you know, like,
yeah. The
and
classic,
then the person
yeah.
is like, oh my God, you're going so fast.
To you?
To me. And I, the dog like jumped back and whatever. I kind of like looked and was like, okay. And then just kept going. And she was like, you got to slow down. And this was like, I could have been running or walking or whatever. And
yeah.
this would have still been a problem.
Yes.
Because the The dog was the problem. Am I crazy?
No,
I've been thinking about this all night.
The tough thing is for somebody like me who's not necessarily a pet person.
Same.
It's always going to be the dog's fault. And I know that this is a hot topic.
It's not. I think we're pushing against it.
No.
I think that in the past people were like, "Oh, you don't like dogs, you're a psychopath."
I still think I genuinely think, and I think that's even worse now. I don't think there's anybody out there who doesn't have a pet. Like everyone has one.
Everyone does. It's because of the COVID, people got pets. And that was like, what is going on here?
Exactly. So, no, when I express this opinion, it's always that.
This is a weird song. I don't know what you put this on. This is Stereolab. It's fine. This is good background music. Yeah,
I'm enjoying it.
It just sounded like somebody was like whistling, making this noise with their mouth. Like
they probably are. Beep, 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 beep. Do you want me to put on
this is good.
One?
No, leave this. Let's try it out. And then, so anyway, it's like, that's the thing. If you have a dog jumps out at me.
Yeah.
I've got scars all over my legs from nice dogs, quote unquote.
Facts. Tell me about it.
That are just like, no, he's fine. And it's like,
he's just a little excited.
Like, what? No. Like, this is not okay.
No.
Yeah.
No, and that's the thing is, kids, you have kids, and eventually they grow up to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Dogs?
Yeah.
Will never take care of themselves.
That's exactly right. It's a dog. I've had to remind so many people of that. People
yes.
I'm related to.
Yes.
It's a dog.
Yes.
It's not a kid. You might think that it's a kid.
Yes.
You might make that point, oh, my dog is my child, and this is that, whatever. It's not.
It's not.
Okay?
They're not the same.
My kid is going to be thinking and feeling and sort of make, sort of like I am already having with my five-year-old moral conversations that she's like an active member in.
Yeah,
you know, 100%. That she's like, Dad, you got to think about the pragmatism here. And you're like, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, she's definitely out here saying that.
Is your head okay? From whacking it off.
Poor mirror. Thing. Poor thing.
Yeah. Ginny. Shout out to Ginny.
Yeah.
We love her. I don't think that they listen to this show.
At school.
At their daycare.
I doubt it. I would.
They do listen to the radio though.
Did you tell them to tune in?
Oh my God.
You should tell them.
I'll make that. I'll walk that out there.
Yeah.
Hey, I have this hilarious show that starts.
And tell Ginny that I'm on it so that she will bother her teacher.
She will basically be. She will remain like someone protesting communism.
Mm-hmm.
She will literally refuse to move.
Yeah.
Until this show comes on.
Yes,
my daughter
100%.
Loves Niv.
No, like I feel like a celebrity when I'm around.
There were
her,
like
the
three
truth.
Or four times where Niv might have come over this weekend, and I didn't tell Ginny because I knew that if I had said it and then withdrawn it.
Uh huh.
Nothing else. It would have been disaster. Like, I
told my sister about that, and so that's the way she is with our parents. She doesn't tell my niece that our parents will come over because she will be absolutely livid if it doesn't happen. And so she told me, the way she told me that she hadn't told them was by saying, we pulled a Ginny Nev situation. so they know about this.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So still, seriously, in high school, like, you don't...
I didn't have a thing.
I mean, gotta know.
That was the thing, is I was a volleyball player.
Were you worried about volleyball?
I mean, I was being recruited for volleyball.
So
that was like literally, I was on a high school team and a club team, and then I was actively trying to get recruited. So
I
spent so much of my time doing that.
And like, what do you mean? Like, your mental acuity was what? I got to play great. I'm looking in the stands. How is that?
I got to message all these coaches, make sure they're coming to my games.
Did you have to make highlight reels? I know football
yes.
players do that. Wow.
Yes. It's on YouTube. Like, it's on YouTube. I had to pay somebody to make this highlight reel for me. So it's on YouTube, but I was also like on dance team.
Okay.
So I did that in the winter. I was on the dance team. We danced at like the basketball games.
Okay.
So that was pretty awesome.
I used to juggle at the basketball games.
Ooh,
I was
not
on the juggling team. Not the same. not a lot of people coming up after us and being like, hey, that was great.
Yeah, we got a lot of that.
So. I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
What were you worried about?
What was I worried about? Oh gosh, nothing real.
Okay, but yeah, but come on. It was real, like.
I mean, I was.
Friends, dating people.
Dating. I mean, like, I was always in a relationship in high school, and that was the focus of
the same relationship?
I was in one relationship from freshman year to senior year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You were that person.
Yeah, I'm a serial monogamist.
Where people were like joking around about you getting married?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a classic.
100%. And so we were like, we went to different schools though.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
It was kind of like a star-crossed lovers situation, like
Canadian girlfriend situation for him?
Yeah.
Where it's well, like, no. My girlfriend doesn't go to the school.
Well, no, because okay. I was very much well-known and very much well-not-liked.
What? You have to expand on that.
Well, that's because he was very popular and I was like...
What do you mean he was pop? Was he like, what was he? Who was like, the popular guy? He was the jock or like what
I mean,
was
yeah.
Like, he was not,
like everybody thought he was cute, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. But yeah. Then and he was dating you.
Exactly. And so I was like, sorry.
So everyone hated you mainly for that.
Exactly.
I get that. Okay.
Everyone hated me at the other school. I mean, nobody really cared at my school. It was like, yeah, we know him.
But he doesn't hold the same cultural cachet at this school. He's just some guy.
No, it's true.
All right, you want to go to this?
I mean, there's going to be a little thing that's... Actually, let's put on Lucy Dacus. Why not? I didn't know Lucy Dacus was up here. Let's do it.
There it is.
Let's let her play in the background. But yeah, no, that's what I was up to. I mean, I wasn't really up to anything. It was like volleyball and...
That's enough,
I was just very much in high school, you know?
You weren't like writing Tumblr blog posts, you know... About like your walks in the woods.
No, I mean in middle school, that's when I had the Larry fanfic.
Oh yeah, actually, yeah. Talk about this.
I mean, yeah, I think that many people my age will be, and especially now, I would love to talk about this post the passing of Liam Payne, R.I.P. That
Here
was
it
such
is.
A
yeah,
tragedy.
We do have to mention that. Yeah.
Yeah, we really do. Pretty crazy. I mean, I know every girl my age is really going through it right now. I mean, this is like really big. Like this is crazy. And
yeah.
I told Nate the other day about in eighth grade, the fanfic I used to read and produce about Larry. And if you know Larry, I mean, you're a real one. Call in. I'd love to talk about it.
855-915-9636.
But that is shipping together Louis Tomlinson and Harry Styles from One Direction.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was something that didn't happen.
No, it wasn't real. It was
and
total
it was,
delusion.
Okay. That's okay.
I mean, it was complete delusion. It was just, this was like in eighth grade, me and my group of friends that were like, I went to a private school. My situation in middle school versus high school was pretty different. And in middle school, you know, I went to a private school, but I'm from Somerville, so I'm not like, I mean, that means something now. But back then it was like,
oof,
not up there. Not super high class. Yep. Slumberville, exactly. And so... You know, like, I do have to cue up something, actually. But, I wasn't very popular. I mean, we've talked about the things that
How did you meet the most popular guy at another school
well,
if you
I
weren't popular?
I told you that was high school. That was different.
Okay, but in middle school...
In middle school, I had nothing.
You had these fanfics that you're writing.
Exactly. That's all I had going for
me. And, like, what... I think that it's cool, like, you're with your friends and you're creating this, like, shared world. How much did you think that this was, like, a... You know, you read things about people, it's like, mm-hmm. Hey, I wanna have, like, an active role as my fandom, you know? Right? Shout out to Chaperone and all
so
the super
true.
Fans out there.
So true.
But, like, hey, I wanna like, actively feel like I'm a part of this thing mm-hmm. that's going on. Was it that for you? You're like, I love One Direction, and this is my way of saying, like, here
see,
I am.
See, the truth is I literally didn't listen to that
yeah,
much
see,
One Direction.
That's what
I had
about.
No idea what it was. It was just, like...
It's creative.
It
doesn't matter.
And I think
great.
It was something that the people I was close to really were into. And
yeah.
So it was like, yeah, I'm into this now.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
I should ask you this when you were first telling me about fanfic. So a lot of people write fanfics for a bunch of different reasons. Mm. What did you find yourself, like the bulk of this, you know, the highest percentage, do you think it was like plot, you know? Mm. Was it relationship? Was it like, was it the details?
I really wish I could tell you
where it's like I want to read about them in a coffee shop together on
a
date.
I think maybe what it is it's like I want to be in on this because if it's true, I want to prove that I was at the forefront of it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
You were like, perceptive enough.
Exactly.
This is real. Okay.
Exactly to realize that this is what's going on.
Mm.
I'm gonna put this song on here.
Great.
We're going to listen to the song.
Great.
And so, we'll be back soon.
You're going somewhere. But don't say goodbye. You got something that I
pretty blonde hair, Pluto, and does know that I care. You got something that I'm dreaming of. Oh, little touches your love. Oh, no, I don't need any reminder. Tell you how much I really care. But it's just making me blinder and blinder. Cause I'm up on the hill and still you're not there, Hazel. You called and I came. Now don't make me play this waiting game. You got something that I'm dreaming of. Oh, the touch of your love. Make me play this waiting game. You got something that I'm dreaming of. Oh, a little touch of your
you come on.
Hey, did you know that there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry. They're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. I love this song. I love this song so much. It's screwing me up. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. We really took a right turn there.
I appreciate
gut health.
I wish,
is important.
You know, yeah. Audio medium, I wish you could have just seen kind of the process of reading this in your face.
We're still talking about yogurt. That was what my face said, is that why are we doing this? You can do that if you literally just like buy milk and scoop a yogurt out and just throw it in there. You can perpetual. Everybody who's out there buying yogurt, you're throwing your money into the garbage can because you could just make it yourself.
100%. Figure out how to do it. Yeah, this is a great song, isn't it? Frankie Valli. I mean, we were just talking about...
It's too bad he's dead.
Yes, we were just talking about how, you know, he looks like those characters at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, my God.
You know, that they have just go... all around.
It's just...
That's what he
just
looks like.
Dude, I just don't have that gear of, like, if I just don't feel like working, I'm not going to...
Yeah, 100%. So, you know, you hate to see it. You know, it's about that time. So
it's
you have you've been listening to Fast and Loose with Nevely and
Nate.
Yeah, there it is. And you've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Until next week, we love you, we cherish you, and please stay blessed.
Stay blessed.